Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, Executive Producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, ni hao. In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, saubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Thank you for joining me this morning. We have a beautiful show planned for you. Exciting news about Tachyon. If you've never heard of Tachyon, you want to tune in today and learn all about this really powerful, amazing healing tool. But I know why you came. You came to roll some joints. So let's get busy with Time for Healing by the Sounds of Blackness. And I'm in a new environment today, a bigger environment, much bigger environment. I just keep getting pulled out of my tiny house to enjoy spacious environments all the time. It's what I call social capital. When you have social capital, people invite you to come and stay in their mansions and their homes so that you can spread out a little bit. I'm in this really comfortable bed, and I'm swimming again in my favorite pool. It's a saltwater pool next door. I'm swimming in there anytime I want because my dear friend who I was rooming with for a year and a half is having health issues. So I'm here to help her out, support her in this healing journey. We all need to support each other when we're on a healing journey. So let's get busy rolling some joints. My guest will either be calling in or showing up on StreamYard. I'm not sure. They had trouble with getting on their computer with StreamYard last night, so she's not sure if she'll be able to show up with her beautiful face, her and her husband, or they'll call in today. So either way, we press on with health and well-being, and we'll learn about Tachyon either way from some of the people who have used it or who have had the benefit of utilizing it for their own health. But let's do some joint rolling with the Sounds of Blackness, Time for You.
It's time for healing.
reason we mistreat each other, yeah.
Together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in, stirring up the prana and the chi. And then let's place our hands on the back of our neck and squeeze gently and release. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release all along the back of the neck, where the brain stem starts back there. Squeezing and getting our vagus nerve stimulated. And let's just squeeze and release down the shoulder area and down back of the shoulders. Woohoo! Feeling, you can feel the tingling in your feet if you're doing this lovingly, correctly. And let's just pat down our arm, give our arm a little love underneath the arm on the side. Just loving, our skin loves to be touched. Breathing in, breathing in, and patting around the breast, and the back, press, patting down the back, and the leg, just pat it all down. And as we get up, just give your rear end some love, pat down your rear end, those kidneys, love those kidneys a little bit, love, 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 and we are ready to go. Let's go. Going to go into the kitchen area in my studio today. And we're here. We are here to do some educational work and some information work. We've got a guest coming on. And before our guest comes on, either on StreamYard or on the phone, I want to play a reminder of how awesome this body is, this temple, this sacred temple, this vessel of love. We were all healed, put together with love. So one of my all-time favorites is Human Body 101, and then there's also Sadhguru, Health Within. So let's go to Sadhguru first, reminder of the health within.
Health is not just an absence of disease. Health means, the word health comes from the word whole. When an individual human being feels complete, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that's when health is. When the life within you is bouncing with vibrance, when the life within you is effervescent, that's when health happens. If we have to build this into a human being, this has to happen at the earliest time in his life. If healthful living, how a human being can live healthy, what he should consume, what should be the nature of his practice, and different aspects of how he should sleep, how he should wake up. All these things were built into our culture in the past, but in the last generation we have distorted this heavily because of certain Western influences, which are only about treating the disease, not about creating health from within. Nobody can give us health. Health is our responsibility. This has to be brought into our curriculum, that every child in this country should learn how to generate health for himself, not wait for a healthcare system to help him later in his life, but he must become the main healthcare provider for himself, because health can only be organized from within. The earlier it is introduced, the better it is. It is important that we, as a nation, all that we have is a large mass of people. These 1.25 billion people, if we have a healthful, focused, and inspired population, we as a nation can become a miracle. If we have an unhealthy population, which will naturally be uninspired and not ready for action kind of population, we can become the greatest disaster. Right now, India is moving towards this disaster rapidly. It is time to turn it around by bringing healthful ways of living at the earliest point in one's life. So the school systems, the education system, has to introduce as to how a human being can live healthy. This has to happen to this country, because large-scale movement towards ill health is happening, and it is something that we can ill afford. It is not something that this nation can handle. The richest nations in the world, like United States of America, their health bills are sinking their economy. We need not move in that way. Right now, we have a youthful population, but not very healthy. It's time we bring health and manifestation of health into our school systems and make it work for us as a nation.
And And we give thanks for Sadhguru and many teachers like him. And Sadhguru is played for you to remind us of our responsibility. And the question for you is health your responsibility, or is it the responsibility of the healthcare system and the doctors who work in our community? What do you think? I'm asking that question because I was listening to some women recently talking about getting their husbands to the doctor, that they thought it was important that their husbands have a doctor. And that they feel, and there was no mention of self-responsibility. But piggybacking on my show on Sunday night where we talked about breaking the chains of mental slavery, I hope you were present in that. Or if you weren't, go back and listen to that. I played some very important information about mental slavery. What is it? Well, partly, according to the experts, mental slavery is when we continue to act as a victim. And we continue to have expectations of other people to take care of our health. And we have entitlement attitude. I'm entitled to certain things in our society outside of me that will be responsible for keeping me healthy. So I want to just put this thought in your mind today of, is it your responsibility to maintain a healthy body, or is it the responsibility of a sick care system? As Sadhguru pointed out, the Indian population is becoming sicker and sicker, and that's because they have Western medicine influence infiltrating that country. And we here in the United States, we have had this influence for many, many years, and I see that people are looking for doctors for their husband. And they don't want to take responsibility for their health. That's called mental slavery, according to the experts. I'm not the expert, but I do study under lots of people who I consider to be experts, like Bruce Lipton and Dr. Christian Northup. I have had many times on this show advice given to you that was from Christian Northup, a medically trained doctor who got out of the system, and so many others who get out of that system and begin to take responsibility educating themselves. So I want to take this time to educate and give you information about this temple body that we are assigned to manage. We are in charge of this temple, not some guy in a white coat. And that's the misconception many of us have. So it behooves us to educate ourselves. And that's why I come on every Friday to give you some knowledge and wisdom so that you don't perish. Wisdom is important these days because sometimes you just have to listen to your body. When your body is saying, I'm inflamed, which equals pain, what do? You stop eating for one. You don't keep eating when the body's in pain. That's a really misunderstanding a lot of people have, is that I'm supposed to keep eating if I'm in pain and inflamed. No, no, no. This system is so advanced that it works on intelligence, it works on wisdom, and it works on emotions. Emotions that rise up and say, oh, this is a very advanced communication system, and it's talking to me. It's communicating to me that something's out of balance. So here's Human Body 101. Because many people have forgotten, they forget about the advanced communication system that their soul is operating in. So let us listen to this very good comprehensive teaching explanation of the soul journey and how this soul is in a vessel that's an advanced communicator. And it's the soul's job, the mind's job, to remind us that we need to take responsibility. Come out of mental slavery, which is victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. Oh, I can't do anything. I must go get help from someone else to fix this temple. Not all the time. I have a friend who had to go to the emergency room. Well, this was the result of a long-term emotional condition that comes some many times from childhood. If we have abandonment issues in our childhood from the beginning, let's say your father leaves your mother and the kids, that's the first abandonment issue a child will become aware of. And more than likely, if mommy doesn't do a good job of explaining why daddy has issues and he can't stay around to nurture and care for his family, then if mommy doesn't do a good job of that, and most mothers don't, then that child will develop abandonment issues. And then as the child grows, the abandonment issues get triggered, because if the husband leaves them, here we go again, those feelings of abandonment, which are really the feelings of rejection, neglect, unloved, just plain old unloved. So we have to be reminded of, we should be reminded, we can be reminded of every day how precious this body is and how it's our responsibility to heal this body, get it back in order and in good shape, and spend time breathing, meditating, exercising, and most of all, healing the emotions that come up all the way from childhood. So let's just listen to Human Body 101 again, how advanced this communication system is, and that we need to have more respect for this body, have more respect for how our responsibility to keep this body healthy and whole, and just appreciation and gratitude that we are having this journey here on earth as a soul journey that is meant to help us grow, come out of unhealthy relationships. Some people don't get it, that being in an unhealthy relationship where someone is not honoring who you are every day, allowing you some freedom to do who you are every day, and if treating you like a slave, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this, instead of lovingly massaging you every day with words. I say the healthy relationships massage you with loving words and hands, loving hands. That's what I miss, I think, most being a single woman, is not having loving hands massaging me. And so that is what I will look for in any partner, is that that partner have loving hands and loving words. That way your body responds to loving hands and loving words. This body needs to be touched. And I can do this touching and feel better. There's nothing like having another human being express love to you and care for you, touching you and using soothing, healing words every day. If you're not in that type of a relationship, you have a mental problem, because that is not what we were meant to do. Sure, you're going to learn, for sure you're going to learn about codependency and ego-minded partners, but you're not meant to be in those relationships, and your body is not going to be healthy in those types of relationships. So let's just keep moving forward, becoming awake and aware, conscious of who we are, why we're here. We're here to love and be loved. What's that song? The greatest gift you can ever give is to be loved and love in return. Who sings that? Somebody sings that. Maybe some of you know. Anyway, let's listen to Human Body 101 as a reminder of this very precious communication system we live in.
The human body is a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that together make life possible. 10 major systems are responsible for the body's functions: skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, nervous, endocrine, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive. The skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, and nervous systems in particular create an infrastructure that facilitates the other systems. The adult skeletal system is a framework of over 200 bones. They hold the body together, give it shape, and protect its organs and tissues. The skeleton also provides anchor points for the muscular system, which includes three types of muscles: skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. They are found throughout the body and facilitate movement. Nestled within these muscles is the cardiovascular system, a pipeline that includes the heart, blood vessels, and the blood itself. Also called the circulatory system, the cardiovascular system delivers oxygen, white blood cells, hormones, and nutrients throughout the body. Lastly, the nervous system is a communication network of nerve cells that the body uses to transmit information and coordinate bodily functions. It's comprised of the brain, the hub of sensory and intellectual activity, the spinal cord, and the many cranial and spinal nerves that emanate from them. This infrastructure, created by neurons, blood, muscles, and bones, allows three other systems to regulate the body's environment: the endocrine, lymphatic, and urinary systems. The endocrine system is a series of glands that use information carried by the nervous system to help regulate the body's processes. Thanks to this neural connection, endocrine glands, such as the thyroid, are aware of the amount of hormones and other chemicals they need to produce. These chemicals are then distributed throughout the body by way of the cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular and nervous systems are also utilized by the lymphatic system, a collection of lymph nodes and vessels that help regulate the body's defenses. Also called the immune system, the lymphatic system uses neural pathways to transmit information about affected areas of the body and then sends out healing agents like white blood cells via the bloodstream. Another key regulatory system is the urinary system, which includes the kidneys, ureters, bladder, and urethra. The urinary, or renal system, maintains the body's electrolyte levels and filters waste from the blood. This waste is sent through the blood vessels into the kidneys and then expelled as urine. All of these systems require energy to function, and that's where the respiratory and digestive systems come in. The respiratory system is a group of passageways and organs that extracts life-giving oxygen from the air we breathe. Air enters the body through nasal cavities, travels down the throat, and is then transported to the lungs. The lungs extract oxygen for the body to use and then expel a carbon dioxide byproduct when we exhale. Energy can also come in the form of food. The digestive system is an approximately 30-foot series of organs that convert food into fuel. Food enters the system through the mouth, then moves into the esophagus, the stomach, and the intestines. Nutrients are absorbed into the body while solid waste is expelled through the anal canal, the end of the digestive tract. No matter the role, size, or shape of any of the body's systems, each began with the reproductive system. This system is responsible for creating life. The primary organs involved differ between the sexes, with ovaries, fallopian tubes, the uterus, and vagina found in women, and testes and a sperm channel found in men. Together, fertilization may occur, organ systems form, and then a child is born. Humans are complicated organisms, but when our 10 major organ systems are healthy, they ensure our well-being.
All right. I hope that it enlightens you and give you love for this advanced communication system. When we come back from the break, while we wait on our guests, we want to talk about how to stay out of the hospital. I'm going to give you some really good advice, how to stay out of the hospital, aside from emergencies that are out of your control. Because there are sometimes, if you're in a car accident, you get all bruised and beaten up and teeth missing or whatever, then you need to, you can't help but go to the hospital. Emergency room hospitals are the best thing in the America for treating acute injuries. All of a sudden, people breaking bones and muscles are bruised and whatever, go to the emergency room, but try not to get checked in. And I'm going to help you work on not being admitted to a hospital. Just some little tips I've learned over the years that have, and things I've observed that can help you prevent hospital visits. Because hospital visits give you palliative care for the most part, which will kill you if you have a weak system to begin with. But we got to go to the break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what are you being triggered by, how to recognize the emotions that will put you in the hospital before you reach a critical point. So we're going to talk about that, as well as all those 10 major systems that are operating in this advanced computer. They produce things that are also detrimental to your health or helpful to you, your journey. We're going to talk about that as well. And then this infrastructure, 10 major systems, 200 bones. Why do we have these 10 major systems and the infrastructure? All out of love. So we'll come back after the break and give you some really important tips. Get your pens and pencils out. We want to help you stay strong, healthy, wise, and energized.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Thank you for joining me this morning. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in 515-605-9325. And if you're on Facebook Live, you can see the beautiful face of our guest, Ada. So let me, Ada, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you today, Ada?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you.
You too. It's early. You're in Sedona, right?
Yes. It's about 5:30 a.m. here.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, getting up early. But then you get to see a beautiful sunrise, right?
That's true. And the sun comes up in the summer here at 4 a.m.
Ooh,
it starts getting light.
Wow, that is early. Well, I've been to Sedona once with Mama AZ, so I am just always a little jealous when I'm talking to people in Sedona, knowing they're getting that, all that vortex energy is just swimming around you, right?
When we moved here for the first 3 months, I didn't know where I was. There's just so many vortexes. My husband knew. Sedona's basically just a T in terms of the road. Small town, it's just a T with all these other roads branching, but I couldn't figure that out for 3 months because the energy just kept me.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you stay outside a lot, huh?
I do. I get outside as much as I can. Of course, we have chemtrails, and I've learned not to go out under chemtrails, but the rest of the time I'll be outside.
Yeah, and they're going away. I just have in my mind that those things are disappearing. In fact, I heard that they're not really spraying anymore like they used to, the chemicals that. And we just think they are, but it's okay. Like you say, you just avoid it. Don't think about it. No fear, no fear.
My husband, Demetrios, he always knows, like, what's going on with them. And he can look at them. He's like, that's a positive one. You know, they're spraying hydroxychloroquine now. That's a negative one because he's very extraterrestrial connected.
Oh, wow.
A lot of times I'm like, okay, you know, is this a good guy? So I'll just call him in and he'll tell me.
Well, Ada, my audience has been prepared to hear about tachyon, but tell us about you. How did you get into this tachyon business or healing business? Because you have a healing center, right? Quantum Healing Center?
Yes, we do. And it's a spiritual healing center, but it's also physical because everything starts with spirit, as we know.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your background. Where were you born? Where did you enter the Earth atmosphere? What city, state? And then how was your upbringing? Because I always look at that as key to choices people make later on in their careers and healing things.
Well, I was born in D.C., Fairfax, Virginia.
Oh.
Mostly I was raised in Raleigh, North Carolina, but my family moved around a lot, so they would get kind of bored with what they were doing, get a new job, try something new, so I'm sure that influenced me, because we were six kids. I was the oldest of six kids, but that didn't stop them. They're like, okay, we're going to move to North Carolina now. Now we're going to Tennessee, and they were always so happy with every big new change, so I was raised not to be afraid of things that are new and different and just try it.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good. That's rare these days, maybe. I don't know. That's a good question to ask adults about their children. I'm glad you brought that aspect up, that moving around was not a bad thing. And
my parents didn't want, you know, after school and everything, they didn't want their children to just settle into something. They were just like, go out and adventure. My mom asked me my senior year of college, what are you going to do, you know? She was thinking graduate school maybe, get a job. And I was like, I'm going to sell this old car Grandma gave me, and I'm going to get a one-way ticket to Spain and be a flamenco dancer. And my mom said, oh. And I did it because that's the values that I was raised with. And I learned so much from the gypsies. I learned so much by just being independent on my own in a country where, you know, I had to learn to speak a language, and I was just getting by on my own steam. Nobody was helping me. So then I learned what I had inside, and that was really, really valuable for me in the rest of my life.
So you actually made it to Spain and became a gypsy dancer?
Wow. Yeah, I was there for 4 years.
Wow. How exciting is that? Now, do you speak Spanish?
I do.
Wow. Now, was your family Spanish?
Not at all. That's why it was just my own thing, and my mom really encouraged that.
And having five siblings, I always think big families, as long as there's a lot of joy and happiness and positive energy, that you can probably do anything because all those different energies coming together, like Sedona, just inspire you, huh? How was that like having five siblings?
Well, I'm the oldest.
Oh.
And I think Chris Rock said something funny that made me laugh, because he said when big families, you know, the parents raise two. And then the kids kind of raise them. But I was the oldest, so it depends on the personality and the nature of the oldest two, I guess, how the rest are. But we're both, my brother and I, like, we're very caring and very, you know, protective. But I think I was raised looking after people, looking after their psychological well-being, you know, their... I remember my sister was very depressed when she was 14, and I was already over in Spain. And she was just like, I might as well not bother learning the violin because I'm not going to be a virtuoso. So what? I was like, we got to get her out of that environment so she can see a whole world of people that live differently and have different standards for themselves. And so she came out for 2 weeks, did an exchange with the family. And of course I got her on the weekend, and it changed everything for her too, because she was like, oh, it kind of broke her out of that stuck.
That box.
Box.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so I it did affect me, because I was always looking after people and how they're doing overall, like a mom.
And do you have your own kids?
I don't. I never got to have my own kids, because I met my husband when I was 46. We got married when I was 48. And it was a little too late, because we were just getting started with our life. And so then.
And this is your first marriage?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We were looking for each other.
Oh,
he was in Australia. I was here. And that also rolls into the Tachyon Chamber, because we met December, we went to an activation for December 21st, 2012. And the guy who built the chamber, he wasn't building chambers yet, but he was leading the activation. So we knew how he was and his energy. And it was a soul family group. Everybody who was there, we had a soul connection, even though we'd never met before.
In Australia.
So, yeah. He was in Australia, but we were in Egypt. So we met in the middle.
My goodness. Wow. What part of Australia? I visited Australia. What part of?
He's a Greek Australian. Oh. So his family's from Greece, but he was born in Melbourne a year after they immigrated, and that's where he grew up.
Wow.
So he's been to Greece a few times, you know, to see, extended family, but he's Australian.
Is he a Yanni fan?
I don't think he is.
Oh.
No. He likes house. That kind of music.
He likes what?
House, that kind of different kind of sort of psychedelic music.
Okay, whatever. I'm a big Yanni fan, but and so that's how I really got to know Greece a little bit, when he talked about it. But yeah, that's okay.
Right.
We still love him. But Australia, that is so. And you both met in Egypt, you said?
We did. And I mean, it was such an incredible experience, because that was about the shift. It was about shifting us into another place energetically. And I think we both dropped our 3D lives at the time. He was in marketing and I was a filmmaker in LA. And we just dropped it. And we said, okay, we're getting on the spiritual path, because this is urgent.
Wow. That is such a beautiful story of synchronicity, for one. And then divinity coming in and showing you exactly why you need to get out of 3D. I love that 3D, getting out of the 3D and moving into 4D. You just so conscious.
We just did it, because the soul codes activated and we met each other, and that was,
Wow.
My mom kind of said, you just sort of took a turn and kept on going. I was like, I can't come back. I don't want to go back. I mean, this is beautiful, the spiritual awareness of everything,
I think so too. Being stuck in the mud of 3D is like, let's get out of that. I'm done with that myself. And yet, you know, how do you have so many people in your life who don't see things that way, and they're stuck there in 3D. They like the good, bad, wrong, right attitude and blame. I was talking about early how we got to come out of this victim attitude if we're going to heal our environment and ourselves. And part of honoring this temple we live in is actually realizing the spiritual energy that works here, and it's not very compatible with 3D. It's like, that's how we have sickness and disease, because we're in this matrix of illusion, if you will, that 3D is really what's happening here and all this materialism and all that. And then we want to get into the spiritual journey that you have been on. Wow, that is just a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. So I see why you and Demetrius are doing what you're doing now. You were called, you were definitely called to do this because you the synchronicity coming together, when you came together, doing what you did, going all the way to Spain, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I, with your sister, I thought, that's the type of education our kids need. They need to travel, get out of the classroom. I think the first maybe 10 years of their life, if you can afford it, just travel as much as you can to see different environments. Save your money to visit Spain, to visit Australia, to visit Canada, to see how other people are living, and then just appreciating Earth, Mother Earth.
And even different apprenticeships with, you know, different people. You don't have to be rich to do that. You can try working with this guy, and you learn what that guy, that's the old way we used to teach each other,
right,
which is really valuable.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you also realize something important spiritually.
Yes.
Which is that there's not, when I was in Hollywood, people would just say, it's this way. And I would just say, I would go get on another job and say, it's this way. And I was just like, I hated those boxes. I'm like, there's as many ways and as many ways of how it works as there are people. And you learn that by traveling or by doing apprenticeships. You kind of say, okay, well, that's that. But then I did it with that person and it's this other way. So it gives some freedom, freedom of thought. And that's freedom of creation.
Yeah. So tell us about tachyon. I think a lot of us are very ignorant about it, so you have to start with the basics and maybe where it came from, how it started, and then the principles around it and how much fun you're having with it, I imagine.
Well, I'm going to start with what it does for people because you were actually just talking about that, and it's what I love about the kind of healing that we do, is the main thing about tachyon energy is it aligns people with their spiritual path.
Oh.
So the illnesses, the diseases, these things, there's always a reason. Like there is a God, there's God, and that things have a reason and it has an explanation. And so when people come with the tachyon energy, they just get an understanding of everything that happened, of a relationship that, you know, is just stuck and couldn't resolve, and they start seeing it from the other person's point of view. You know, I have a lot of sisters, so I have one sister that we just always were like kind of butting heads with. And one of the first, when we got our tachyon chamber and I was going in there more regularly, I had such an understanding of what it was like for her being 6 years old, and I could feel the Pleiadians around us, and they were just, you know, so filled with compassion for her. And it's just like it just opens something up. And it does that, but it also with the problems in the body. You know, Louise Hay would always say it's this origin, that origin. And I was like, okay. But then when we do the Theragem treatment, which I'll get into in a minute, it's just obvious. It's like I give a person a treatment and they start talking about that thing that's behind that. And it resolves. So, okay, so what are tachyons? They're very high frequency particles. They're the closest particles to source energy. That's the way my husband likes to describe them. Normally, they don't make it to the Earth's surface, but if you're living on another planet, people don't age, they don't get sick, they travel everywhere they want to go, just that's tachyon energy. And you'll see it talked about in some Star Trek episodes, and you know, it's referred to in some movies. But there's a barrier, so normally it does not make it to this planet, to the surface, not in very big amounts. So the man who built this chamber, he kind of channeled the design from the Pleiadians, and it's a wormhole technology, which uses crystals that are in the tachyon chamber room, and they're quantum entangled with crystals that are orbiting on a Genesis 2 satellite on the other side of the barrier. So it portals the tachyon. So they come to the whole office, but when you go into that chamber itself, there's a pyramid. It's made of precious metals, and it's the same proportions as the pyramids of Giza, but obviously much smaller. And there's a bed that you lie on for about 20 minutes. More than that at first is too strong. And it concentrates the tachyons around people. And it's beautiful because I know what the Sakayan Chamber did for me. The first one I ever went to is in Virginia. There's like eight in this country. And they started being built around 2014, 2015. And I knew what it did for me. That there were things I needed to do in my life, and it just put me on the path. And for me, that was the best thing. It was just getting on the life path. It lines up everything, opportunities. And then the healing, the emotional and spiritual healing was wonderful too, but I was going for the soul path alignment because I was frustrated that things weren't clicking. But now that I have people coming through and then they come back and they tell me what happened, it is beautiful. It totally lines up people's path. There was this one woman when we first opened, and I was like, well, come try out the chamber. She's like, what's the tachyon chamber? I'm like, just try it, because I'm that just try it kind of person usually. And she did, and she said, what is this? Because she said her yoga practice was off the charts. Her shy spirit guide started talking to her. And she said all her friends were noticing she's smiling and looks much happier. So she started researching, you know, what is tachyons and this and that. So she came 7 times. She was really sensitive, so she would only come once a week. And then she wrote me and she said, you know, I wanted to go to Ayurveda school for 10 years. And an opportunity just opened up. I'm enrolled in the fall. She was like, I could never afford it before. And an opportunity just presented itself. And that's the kind of things that the tachyons do.
It sounds like what we've heard referred to as med beds. Is it similar to that? Yeah. Only how would you compare that to what they say is coming? And I mean, you said 2014 this has been around. So I think the med beds have also been around for more than maybe 10 years or so. But are you familiar with the med bed philosophy? And
I am. Okay. And I do think the med beds are coming soon. And from what I understand a med bed is, though, it would be something that you go to and maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and it just heals things. It can regrow a missing limb. You know, it can, tumors gone, all that kind of thing. And that, I think they have it, but I don't think that they have it on the surface of the planet. I think they have it in some underground bases. I think they maybe have it on the moon in some places like that, and we will have it. The tachyon chamber with the Theragym, which is what I use for the more physical conditions people might have, it's not quite a med bed, but it's awfully close. You know, in my opinion, I've tried a lot of stuff, and it's the closest I think that we can get right now to what a med bed would be, especially with the Theragym healing, because it can really resolve amazing things.
And Theragym, it sounds like that's crystals involved.
It's therapy and gemstones. So what that is pulse electromagnetic frequency, far infrared, Schumann resonance, and the frequencies of silver and gold. All of that puts your body in harmony with the Earth's natural frequencies. So there is a place in Tibet where there's no EMS, there's no anything, and people are all living way over 100 years old and not sick. But, you know, now we've got all this stuff, you know, EMF and whatever. So this helps your body get back in to the harmony. And then we use very high-grade gemstones and different frequencies for different conditions. So the very first thing we always do for everybody is balance the brain, because the brain is involved in all the healing. So it's got to get in a coherent state. And we use Ayurvedic sapphire for that. And then we open up the spleen, which gets the detox going with the diamond carnelian, gets the person's body energized. And then after that, depending on what they have, we can work with a lot of things. Neuropathy, there's about 800 conditions that we can just, that we have a particular treatment for that. And then, you know, when you have complicated things, like, let's say cancer, for example, there's gem cups that we use for that too. And it's so interesting because one thing I've learned doing this work, cancer of the breast, the left breast, I've not seen a variation yet. It's always failure to be nurtured. Cancer of the right breast, something happened to that woman's child that she's guilty of feeling not, you know, at ease about. And so it's very first thing with the treatments, people will start talking about the origin of it. And one time a person started talking about ET abductions, because that was the origin of her.
ET abductions?
Abductions. Oh. Yeah, like just, and I was like, okay. Because, you know, we just go with whatever it is that person's process.
And this is while they're in the chamber or after they come out?
This was in the Theragem healing, which we do in the outer office.
Okay.
And then the chamber is its own, you know, special subtle thing that starts shifting.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting because I learned a lot about hospitals from her, about what really happens in hospitals, because she was seeing it and she was telling me about it. And I was like, hospitals are not what we think they are. At least some hospitals, but maybe all hospitals are not what we think they are.
What do you think is the main problem with hospitals, other than the drugs they use?
They don't have any intention to heal.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's right.
At all. I mean, what the man who has a tachyon chamber, there's a guy who has a tachyon chamber in his outside of Charlottesville, Virginia. He was a medical doctor, and he said he was just done because they wouldn't even let him use the word heal. And he didn't want to burn and cut and poison. He wanted to heal. He's from Ireland originally. He's a very, very lovely, lovely guy.
I have a friend who has had a cyst on her ovary. And it grew, and so now she's facing surgery because of the pain and inflammation. So can tachyon help in that type of situation where there's a lot of pain and inflammation and a large mass there?
It can. When people come in with something like that, I usually, you know, give every tool I have. And there are other healers that I work with who can work on that really fast, because a lot of times the person is coming to Sedona for 1 week. I might need more than a week to accomplish the goal.
Right.
So I put them also in touch with these other people who can work remotely, which we do remote healings as well. But with a cyst, I don't want to mess around with something like that. So we give it everything we've got. And there is a healer who is very, very good.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the breath, and we're going to go to break in a couple of minutes, but you touched on what I call German New Medicine. Are you familiar with German?
No.
Okay, Dr. Reiki Hammer developed the principles of conflicts, like a mother who loses a child and develops breast cancer in her left breast. He developed the whole, I have a chart, when I'm at home, I have my chart behind me, that has diagrammed every major disease based on the type of conflict, like you mentioned, in the left breast. He's very knowledgeable about lateral, whether you're right-handed or left-handed will determine which breast and all the, which side and which, or what part of the brain it manifests in. So listening to you talk about the breast, so on point with German New Medicine, they have determined that with all the thousands of people he interviewed, how the left breast will manifest tumors. And in my own life, my sister taught me about this truth, that she lost her daughter. Her daughter was hit by a car at the age of 14, and she died that night. My sister went into deep grief, unforgiveness, and guilt. Those are the three emotions I observed in my house. She lived with me the last 9 months of her life. And during that time, the breast cancer just spread quickly in her left breast. Because she was, her mental conversation was, you've never lost a child. I've lost a child. And it was just traumatic for her. That was the devastation and the trigger for the cells to start duplicating in her left breast and saying, you need milk, basically, on a spiritual level, because you're saying, I've lost a child. Oh, we're going to help you. Here's more cells. And that's what the tumors do. But long story short, she passed away with number 3 everywhere. Died at 3 p.m. in room B3 and 3 o'clock. It was all 3s everywhere. And I'm like, whoa, what's that? So that was my awakening to the power of numbers and emotions.
Emotions are incredibly involved in how you're doing physically. I mean, it's, for example, prostate cancer. Like We look at cancer as kind of like things start progressing, you start seeing the trouble when there's an imbalance, and cancer is like where it can go if it's just left for too long.
Right.
But prostate cancer, prostate issues, that has to do with being emasculated for a man. So a man's not in his power.
Right, right.
And so, you know, we look at where in his life emotionally and the way he's living his life, is he not in his power? And then that has to be resolved.
And I think you're so right. We have a listener who's in his 70s, I believe. He's had prostate, diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he shared that. And every time he comes on, well, how's your prostate doing? And I looked into exactly what you're talking about, how I never used the word emasculated, but it takes away their masculinity. It threatens their masculinity. And I think a lot of, in his case, he was back in the civil rights period. There was a death of a young man named Emmett Till, very popular in Chicago. They had a funeral, and his body, his horribly destroyed body, was on display. And I think a lot of, especially black men at that time, felt emasculated because civil rights era brought about a lot of pain and sadness and emasculation, as you would say, especially in black men who were looking at the abuse that these people were going through. So very true about prostate. So how do, other than tachyon, how do you talk clients through healing that type of emasculation?
Well, when we have somebody with prostate cancer, we set up a protocol for them. So we talk to people, we set up a protocol using the Theragem treatments. We do many Theragem treatments in the morning, then followed by a tachyon chamber session. Then they, you know, go away, rest a little bit for lunch, come back. We do the same thing again in the afternoon. So just depending on how far it's gone, we have a gem cup, which is like the hottest gem cup energetically, and then one that's the coolest gem cup energetically. So we go back at morning and afternoon with those two. In addition to, there's treatments for prostate cancer. And we did have someone recently, and it's almost always after the treatment, the person will start telling you the origin of the problem, and you have to listen and pay attention. And it's interesting because he started talking to us about somebody he was listening to this show. And it's like, I kind of knew that that person was negative and pulling people's energy. And it was amazing because he came right out of the treatment. It's like, let me show you this. And like wanted to sit down. And I was like, wow. So now I know what I knew about that person in the show. But it's like he was given his energy. And it was, you know, related to financial things, away to somebody else, rather than say, okay, let's create this. Let's do that. Let's make this gizmo, let's develop this project. It's like, oh, this person's got the solution and it's all going to be taken care of. So it was quite interesting because it's not what I think it's going to be. I just have to, the person will tell me, and then we go with that. We work on resolving that issue in the person's life.
Wow, that is pretty powerful. We're going to go to a break, and we've got a couple of callers. I think one of them is Mama AZ. We want to definitely hear from her because she's had the treatment. And so we want to get some feedback from her on how it affected her. So I'm really very thankful to have you here, Ada. And are we going to hear from Demetrius, or is he busy?
He is busy this morning.
Okay.
He has some very urgent energy work to do, and so he gives his apologies, but he can't join us today.
No problem. We got female energy going all the time. That it's that season. How about that? So thank you for being here. When we come back from the break, we will go to our callers, if that's okay with you.
That sounds wonderful, especially if it's Mama AZ. My husband, Demetrius, the day she left, he was like, Mama AZ was so fun. And yeah, that would be lovely.
All right, she'll be on in just a few minutes.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Greetings in the spirit of Way O and Yah Shalom. Way O means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom. Women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of God are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say.
Thank you for joining us this morning for this really exciting guest. I am so excited about all this knowledge we're gaining about crystals and Taikion. So we got Mama AZ here. Oh, wait a minute. She went out for a minute, I guess. Let me go to our other caller here, 779-801. Your mic is open. Welcome. Give us your name, where you're calling from.
Grand Rising, this is Maika. Grand Rising, hun. Greetings to you, Sister Ada.
Hi there.
Hey, I've been using Taikion water for the last year, and I've never had a chance to talk to anyone else who knows about Taikion. I'm excited. I was always wondering, how do they make this? So it's
well,
a changer.
Where do you get your Taikion water? Because different people make it in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way that you can make it at home, or you have to have a chamber or something else?
Well, the Taikion water that I have tried is the water that's from the guy who built our chamber, and then you have to order that because he puts it in his super chamber. He said our chamber is harmonized to the human body, but he has another one that does crystals and water and other kinds of things like that.
Oh wow! That's probably where I get my water from.
For the water.
Say that last sentence again.
You have to have some kind of device that can tachyonize the water or whichever object it is.
Interesting.
I think there's a place called Planet Tachyon that sells tachyon products.
Mhm.
And a couple of other places, and different people have different processes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's another kind of thing that calls itself a tachyon chamber, but it's not really like ours. Ours is a bed under a pyramid. That other one is it's kind of a chair with some crystal balls in the room.
Oh,
and we did try that one. It's not quite as strong as ours. So it's just different ways of doing it. It works in different ways.
So with your tachyon chamber, it's a bed, and you get in the bed, and there's a pyramid over it and crystals around it also. Is that what you're describing?
Yes. It's a bed. It's about ankle height, and there's a pyramid over the bed, so you kind of scoot into the bed and lie under the pyramid. And it's quite strong experience. It's subtle, but strong. And they can remember their past lives sometimes, and they... You know, whatever they need, this one guy, he needed his solar plexus activated so he could move forward on his projects, and all that what he experienced, just gratitude about everything that ever happened in his life. And then he came out, and I realized, okay, yeah, to activate your solar plexus, you go to your gratitude.
Wow.
And the Pleiades just helped me do that out really quickly.
Wow, that's awesome. So where are you located at?
We're in Sedona. It's 2 hours north of Phoenix.
Oh, you're in Sedona. Okay, and how much does it cost to get a treatment?
The TACTAD chamber sessions are $60, and then, you know, we always work with people, you know, to do, you know, packages, make things, you know, so if people are doing a whole lot of intense healing, then we make it affordable.
Mm-hmm. And do you know where other tachyon chambers are? Because I'm in Illinois. Do you know one in Illinois?
There's not one in Illinois. There's one in South Dakota. South Dakota up on the Indian reservation, actually.
Oh, wow.
Really? Lakota? The Lakota
South Dakota
reservation?
That is a very spiritual place. A very, very beautiful person runs that chamber. There's one in Virginia that's not very close to you either. There's a lot, not a lot, but there's a few in California. There's one in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Austin. A couple in Austin, I think. And now I think the one has opened up in North Carolina, in Dunn, North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah. That would be in our Durham. In fact, I have a guest coming on. Well, I'm going to be doing a YouTube video on the guest I had on last week, and he has a testimony about tachyon. He's an amazing artist who was on my show last week, and we're going to hear from him. Van Duren is his name, and Mama AZ, once again, she's familiar. Van Duren Hinnant, H-I-N-N-A, he is very familiar with tachyon, and he deals with art. His art is very spiritual and energetic in terms of geometry. So I believe he's in Durham, North Carolina. I don't know. Mama AZ, when you're ready to talk, press 1, because you had your hand up, and then it went down. So I'm not sure what's going on with her. But we want to bring her on to tell about her experience with Ada and Demetrius. So, but I was going to ask you.
Her experience recently, Fiata?
What's that?
Was her experience recently?
Last week or week before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah. And when I talked to her, she was on the road calling me, and then when she came, was on the road back to her place, she was telling me that she really noticed the difference. And I'm interested to hear what the difference was, because she has had so many traumas in her life, and especially with her leg being the focus of a lot of her issues. How does someone like that heal their bones? You know, I'm wondering, since she's not ready, I guess, to speak, but I'm sure she won't mind if you share, when a person has mechanical issues going on in their body, when the physical is weak, how does the tachyon bring them not only to an awareness of what caused it, but how do they begin to bring the energy to heal, or how does the tachyon bring the energy to heal?
Well, one thing we've learned is that our reality, it's hard to conceive of that growing up and thinking in the 3D way, but it's a holographic reality. So what's in the mind and the spirit really determines what happens. So there's miracle healings that can take place if that is aligned with the person's soul path. So the very first thing that the tachyons do, and the Pleiadians work with everybody who goes in the chamber as well, so that you have the intelligent tachyon chamber particles and the Pleiadians. So there was one woman who came, and she had a shoulder pain. They worked on her ankle. She forgot she broke her ankle 10 years earlier. So you don't have to know or think about it. They know. And they work on her ankle to kind of adjust the shoulder. So they actually do adjust and move bones around.
Wow.
And, you know, we've heard of all kinds of spontaneous, miraculous healing. And if that is the soul path, that it will happen. I mean, people can not be able to get pregnant, and then all of a sudden they can. One woman came very early. It was maybe one of the first people who ever came to our chamber. And she had done fertility treatments. And so when she was in the chamber, I realized that that treatment she just had wasn't going to take, that it wasn't the baby, it wasn't going to be good. And I was like, oh, I hope she doesn't blame us, you know, for that. But she didn't. And then a year later, I found out she just gave up on those treatments, had a baby naturally.
Wow.
She had a beautiful little perfect girl. So it kind of, it puts everything on the soul path in perspective. There was one man, he had Parkinson's. And his friends called, and they're like, they wanted to come too, because they're like, what do you do to our friend Steve? They're like, he's all different. And then afterwards, he had a lot of other treatments because he lived somewhere else. And he said everything was lined up perfectly. It was exactly what he needed to happen, exactly the way he needed it to happen. So, and then one example I would give, a lot of times people say, I cured my cancer with the ice cube treatment or very weird things they did to cure their cancer. But what really happened is the soul went down a path and said, no, I'm not going to go down this path. I'm not ready for that. So I'm just going to heal it. And you can do that. Joe Dispenza talks about it a lot. So you can tap into it and then you can control the hologram.
So what happens when, I have a friend who's been doing Joe Dispenza meditations for a while, and it turned out the cyst that was small at one time grew during this period. So we looked into German New Medicine philosophy, and it talks about any type of uterine cyst has at the root of it abandonment. And issues that with German New Medicine, it'll teach you that if you have a small cyst and you come to realize what the conflict is for that dis-ease or that imbalance, then you can resolve that conflict with the tight tachyon. But if you keep having repeat of these conflicts, say abandonment comes up, your father leaves you when you're a child, and then you're older and your boyfriend leaves you, and then your husband leaves you, and you have these series of people abandoning you. Well, if you don't really get to the root of responding, I guess, how would you analyze that, where the person doesn't get over the abandonment? Does the tachyon bring them to a piece of finding joy every time someone leaves them? Or I'm wondering I'm curious how the tachyon can help someone like that get beyond, so that the cyst doesn't keep growing, because what happened is the cyst kept growing.
Right.
And because they kept having repeats of abandonment in their life, even though Joe Dispenza has been big in her life for the last 2 years, she's still that.
But as you know, you can't ignore the cause or the conflict or, you know, the grief or whatever is behind it. And that's even with the whole hospital kind of medicine too, you know, they cut the tumor out and it grows somewhere else because you're not really dealing with the issues. And we're emotional, spiritual beings. And the physical body is our beautiful vehicle that works with us, but it's not independent, which the Western medicine has taught us that it is. So I'm not sure. I haven't done much Joe Dispenza myself. I just know that he kind of, you know, does a lot of miracle things like that, but you can't ignore where it's coming from. So the way the tachyon energy works, and also the theragem as well, enhances it, kind of gets people prepared to even go further with the tachyon energy, is, okay, so say it's a feeling of abandonment. Say your mom left you when you were 5, and you feel unloved, unworthy of love. What I've seen happen is in the tachyon chamber experience, just tap in at the soul level and you start seeing your mother's life from her perspective, and there's this understanding it happens. It's like, oh, she didn't leave me. She was stuck in whatever, and she had this thing going on with her. She was in too much pain. You know, she was like an alcoholic and beat me, but why was she an alcoholic? And you tap into that and just seeing, just even one time, seeing what she was dealing with, which is what happens. in the chamber, one thing that can happen in the chamber, releases you from feeling abandoned. It's like, oh, that was never about me. You know, maybe this person loved me as much as she could love anybody in this world, but she was hurt. And that kind of healing can help things resolve.
So I imagine you see a lot of relationship issues come up with people, like you just described, the relationship with our mothers. My mother was an alcoholic, and I had a lot of sadness around that experience from the time I was a baby. I believe my mother was an alcoholic. So I was always feeling that lack of love and nurturing, and then using food to heal my sadness or comfort me, like a lot of people do. So relationships, now that I'm a life coach now, because I've seen so much, heard so much, and worked on me mostly. I've healed me to the point of I can find joy in death. You know, somebody's leaving, ha, let's celebrate. And people think I'm weird, but that's just the level of healing I'm in. And I'm in fourth dimension, ready to fly in the fifth. So I'm like ready. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing here and every Sunday night, Soul Purpose Healing. So relationships. I want to dive into that. Why people, for instance, stay in bad relationships? And do you see that in tachyon in the physical diseases or problems that they come into an awareness of the relationships they're having in their life that may contribute to the disease?
Yes, I do. I mean, I do see that. And there's an internal willingness on the person's part to either make a change or not. If they're willing to make a change, they will do the treatments and the change and shift right out of that relationship. If they're not, they will cut off the treatments or they won't come. Or, you know, they'll feel even ahead of time at the soul level what kind of shift it's going to be for them. And if they're not ready to leave that person, they won't even come.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And it's like, I have somebody who's on the fence right now. So she tried it out. And she was going to go try something else. And I know that whether she continues the treatment, because it also involves an energy clearing with somebody else. So when some people come with intense things, and this person doesn't have cancer, but it could go there, but it's not there now, but it's very uncomfortable. There's a lot of pain and, you know, a lot of stomach issues. And I know what the origin is, and I talked to her about it when she did come. But so she's got to work with somebody to do the energy clearing, to clear any, you know, curses or entities or anything like that that she got from this person before I can do certain treatments. Because I'm like, I can't do those treatments till you get that part cleared. And if she makes a decision, she, you know, she'll go fast and she'll be done with her problem. And if she doesn't, she'll pick another way. It's her way. But she knows. And when I told her those things, because I was waiting to see her in person to tell her what we'd seen about the origin of the problem, and she knew all of it. Whether she's going to let this person go or not, we'll find out.
And do you think there's like a soul tie in many of these complicated relationships where they made an agreement? Do you ever hear those type of testimonies that out when they come out where they made an agreement in a past life or something, and that's why they feel tied to that person? Or does it ever get that deep or that far?
Yes, and the thing that I would say is different, it's not really a soul-related thing. It's just an agreement that people got trapped into, or, you know, maybe that person's not very positive, you know, it could be their husband, you know. And say, oh, you know, we made a soul agreement that we'd go through a certain amount of pain and that would bond us together. I mean, that's a big red flag for me, because the soul relationship should always be free. There shouldn't be any bonding or cords or tying or, you know, things to link you together. You should be together in joy and, you know, because it's what you want to do, but there should always be absolute freedom.
Wow.
In my view. So anything that's tying or binding, the treatments, the tachyon treatments and the theragem treatments will help the person get free of it. I mean, even if it's your own husband, you want to cut all cords. You don't want to be with your husband because you've got cords. You want to be free association. So it doesn't mean that cutting the cords is going to make the person leave your life. It just means that it won't be tied to things. And there's, there's an energy healing that my husband does. It's more remote. You know, he does sessions, energy work sessions. So we had a friend, and he had this situation where he had this guy who'd work on his house, and he had to pay him like $5,500, which, yes, it's a good amount of money. But for this person, it wasn't undoable at all from to just – but he said he didn't do the work. I'm not going to pay him, but he was threatening his wife and, you know, a little bit crazy. And everybody was telling him, just pay that crazy guy so he'll leave you alone. And he just couldn't do it. And he did the energy work session, and we saw that he was Sitting Bull.
What?
And he had, yes, our friend was actually Sitting Bull in a past life. And he had made a vow, never negotiate with a white man. So he was unable to do this negotiation.
Wow.
And it turned out that this particular white man was the man in there in that other life who killed him. So he was just locked in by this vow. So doing the energy work with my husband, we found the vow. He broke the vow to give him complete freedom in this lifetime to make the best decision for him now, not bind him into a particular chess move. You know what? He went in. He did a negotiation. He walked away all done.
Wow.
Yeah, but he had to release that vow because he was not going to be able to do it, and that did come from a past life.
Wow. That's a big wow because, just like you said, if there's freedom and not this bondage energy that you are somehow obligated to this person from a past life or in this life, if there's the freedom, then that makes a big difference.
You can make the best choice for your now, and that's just so important to have that freedom.
Wow, that is truly important. Okay, so I'm going to go to the last commercial break, and then we're going to, if you have questions or comments for our guest, Ada, press 1 if you're in the studio. We've got quite a few people in the studio. Press 1 if you have a question, and Mama AZ, I don't know what happened. She's still there, but she hasn't pressed 1. Mama AZ, we want to hear your testimony, so we're going to take a break and come back. Press 1 if you're ready. And that is so big. We got to come back on that one, Sitting Bull. And then freedom. I just see so much in that story. We'll come back and dwell on that a little bit. Thank you.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships, for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, We understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Thank you for joining us again. If you want to have enter this conversation or have a question or comment, press 1 if you're in the studio and call in 515-605-9325. We have this amazing guest. Ada is really breaking down clearly and simply the energy of the tachyon, the benefits. And I see Mama AZ has pressed 1, so I'm going to open up her mic. Mama AZ, you're on the air with Ada. Welcome. How are you this morning?
Half asleep. I'm a Grand Risings family. I'm waiting for this motorcycle. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Say hi to Ada.
Ada. Grand Risings, you will see me again. I'm going to see if my social worker there at Devon Gables can allow a very special person who's also a resident of Devon Gables. I'm going to see if we can bring him. His name is Stanley. And I just have a feeling about him. And I'm just so grateful, family. I'm going to a ceremony. There's this cute little bird that is listening to me tell you this. This is a cute little booger. Oh, he's so cute. Yes. Ada, let me tell you what happened. Greetings, everybody. And please do not take this either way or the other. Especially you people out there who are Christians.
Okay, did we lose you?
Okay, wait a minute. Hold. Dr. B, can you hear me? Can you hear me better now?
Well, we can hear you. Keep going.
Okay, especially, don't take this personally, people, what I'm getting ready to say, because this kind of shocked me too. And my nurses says, Paris, don't be tripping. It's a special cleanse that you're going through. Do you know, Ada, what happened to me? Christians, don't take this out of context. I believe I was visited. Can you hear me, Dr. V?
Yes, ma'am. Keep going.
Okay, I believe visited. I get chill bumps telling you this. I woke up Friday. I saw Ada. They took me camping to the Grand Canyon National Forest. They helped me to tent out. Saturday, I woke up morning, the new day. And I was on my moon. I'll be 70 next Friday. I will be 70, family. I haven't had a moon since I was, 53 or something like that. And it scared me so. I'm like, what the hell? And I asked one of my nurses, and she says, "Paris, this happened before. Don't be tripping. You went for that tachyon treatment, and my gut tells me something happened. And they are cleansing. And I was visited. I'm not kidding you, Ada. I was visited. It's not the first time. Me and my sister Maddie in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, going to a doggone powwow, couldn't find it, and we lost track of time. And my sister can tell you the same thing. We come from alcoholic parents, people. It's a lot going on. And Ada made it clear to me. I'm not just saying it. I know what she's for real. And DeVita brought me to her, and she told me about my mom. And probably why my mother was an alcoholic is because she was visited too, and she was being tampered with. And it brought back things that my mother, when she was really fired up with her alcohol, my mother would tell me about the aliens. She would tell me about Superstitious Mountain. She would tell me about where I used to live. I owned a house at one time. There were vortexes there. You can go on the internet and look up the Phoenix Lights. When you see that video about the Phoenix Lights, that was directly above a house that I used to own in South Mountain. My mother would tell me about all of these things, and I had to learn to forgive my mother. Ada looked at my mother and told me some of the things that I didn't doubt her. I just had some questions. However, eventually, it made sense. I go back to the experiences that my mother would have with me, and I mean all the craziness, and like Ada said, my mom, because she was tampered with, people, and I know this for a fact because something happened to me even in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. You investigate Rocky Mountain and all those surrounding areas there in North Carolina. That's why I went there. That's why I stayed there for 40 years almost. It's a lot I could say, but we're going to have to do another show. And all I can say is this is for real. And people who are locked down in the freaking church in the Bible Belt in North Carolina, they sent me there to wake up a whole bunch of people. And my job, after I saw Ada, my job is not done yet. I'm going back to North Carolina. I am going back because something is getting ready to happen, family. And thank you, Ada. We need to have another show.
Now, let me ask you a question. How do you think this revelation about your mother has helped your bone to heal or helped you in your journey to heal your physical body?
It's given me clarity. I'm going back. I don't know if this will do the trick or not, but I want to see if this process with the tachyon can lengthen my bone. I mean, it's all metal now, but there's still some that I feel that's retrievable. And see, we've been experimented with. It's not just alcohol that created the alcohol fetal syndrome. There were other things involved, the experimentation. And I don't know if all of these things can be, excuse me, corrected. But something is happening, family. And I came to the planet to find out what's up and why I have been so tampered with, including my mother. You see, my mother, her father was Caucasian and a doctor, and he raped my grandmother, so they say. And that's what created my mom. All of those people were alcoholics from the research that I've done. Now, why? Is more to it than just them having to cope the bullshit that they had to deal with. It's something else deeper than that. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's what I was told to say. I don't know, Dr. V.
I want
to share with the audience, forgive your parents, especially the ones who beat you, did this, did that. We have healing help. That's what the soul purpose healing is all about. That's what the female solution is all about. That's what the tachyon, the Sedona tachyon is about. And you have the tools. You cannot harp on being a victim for the rest of your freaking life, y'all. Thank us.
Well, the more we hear testimonies like yours, we can begin to understand the dimension. Let me close her mic because there's always an echo. We can begin to understand the dimensions that affect this human vessel, not just like in the now, but it's almost, I've heard many times that we're now in the present, past, and future all at one time. Is that a truth that we can really resonate with or digest? And I ask you, what does being tampered with mean? Can you break that down for us, what Mama AZ is saying she was tampered with, so we can better understand how that affects our journey here? And maybe I can even understand my own mother's alcoholism better. I just know she had low self-esteem, and I forgave her years ago for her alcoholism because of her low self-esteem. I don't know where that came from, but I just know that's what caused her to tumble into drinking to numb her pain from my dad's divorcing her and my dad having an affair with someone and all that. But tell us about, number one, tampering with, what that means, and then the idea that we can be in the present, past, and future all at once.
Okay. My husband really understands this past, present, and future thing because he's very connected to his extraterrestrial higher self. And he is just like, oh, yeah. Like even with the Sitting Bull example, he's still living that in real time,
wow,
even though it happened. So there's a soul fragment, a little piece of his soul gets trapped in that conflict, and it has to get released and returned to the higher soul. So he's got all of himself, you know, at this point on the timeline, because it's like whatever happened in the past, it's still going on and affecting your now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in the future outcomes, you know, you change your timeline, you change something in the now. The now is the point of power. That's what he always teaches. Your now moment is the place where you have all the power to make any change you want to make. So, and then, okay, with alcoholism, a lot of, you know, if people might think it's, you know, this or that or, you know, but there's always something very, in my opinion, deep and buried. So there's usually sexual trauma when the person was a child. So even in your own case, probably getting the divorce and all that thing is not what made her alcoholic. It's probably maybe something she never talked about. You know, and sometimes people don't talk about things because it's too weird. And that goes into what Mama AZ is talking about. And the man who built the chamber, I mean, he taught some beautiful things that I didn't know, but it resonated right away, which is that there's a battle going on this planet. It's a spiritual battle, but it's between negative extraterrestrials and positive extraterrestrials. Humans are kind of the hostages, but humans are so beautiful and so creative and just have these magnificent abilities, but they're being kept in kind of a slavery at the moment by the negative extraterrestrials. So that's what Mama AZ was talking about being tampered with, although we didn't talk about that, but I see she knows too. So yes, they do. They tamper with babies in the womb. They do experiments, genetic manipulation. Maybe my husband did talk about that because he talks about that a lot. There's a lot of genetic manipulations to try to create a hybrid between some other species and a human. And sometimes these experiments go well. Sometimes they don't go so well. So that's part of being tampered with. There's also, it's a very weird thing to talk about, but it's sexual abuse by ETs. So if that happened to a person, and they know it happened, who can they talk to about that? So then they might turn to the bottle just to push it down. I mean, there's so much of that happened. And whenever I see somebody with alcoholism, there's just such a deep trauma behind that. Deep trauma, because it's like the alcohol kind of deadens it, but not really. So they just keep going and keep going. And it's like, you know, to make a choice, it's like, I'm going to deal with this. You got to walk through pain to get to the other side. But you could sort of look at the alcohol and realize it's not going to do anything really long term. But people need a sufficient amount of life force and sexual energy to confront it. And that's where we build people's bodies up with the Theragem, with the brain balancing and the diamond carnelian to energize the body so they have enough energy emotionally, spiritually to handle what they know happened. Like this one woman, she had cancer, but she saw that the doctor wasn't really a doctor, and she was a negative extraterrestrial, which was very surprising to me because that's not what I was expecting somebody to talk about with the origins of that. And so we had to build up her energy a lot before she could see and process that experience that she had.
So you're saying the doctor was an ET?
That's what this woman saw.
Wow.
Yes. And in her case, she was from the Dominican Republic. She was being experimented on because she had special abilities, you know, special genetics. That they kind of looked for people who have special abilities and people who are what we call star seeds. Like they came in with a very important spiritual mission. For example, Mama AZ is holding the light in the most powerful way. You know, just being here, she's doing so much. The negative ones spotted her right away, and they said, oh, let's try to attack that one and prevent her from doing her mission. But nobody is going to stop Mama AZ, as I think you know very well yourself.
Yeah, I was sharing with my friend here about pain management. You want to talk about pain management, talk to Mama AZ. And that's what you do. But, yeah, I want to ask you real quick. We only have, like, maybe 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes. With the what I call the twilight zone we all went through the last 2 years with the so-called COVID drama and the injections that people were forced to take, is Tachyon able to undo any negative effects from the last 2 years? Or have you had anyone come to you asking questions about that? Are people inquiring about the effects of this at all?
A couple of times, yes. It's actually like incredibly upsetting to me because what this thing has done is it really sort of separates the soul and the spirit away from the body a bit. So people have come in occasionally. Usually what happens is when they've had that done, they don't want to come.
Mm.
Remember I was telling you like the spirit has to want to, has to make that decision?
Right.
So usually when that's been done, they don't want to come.
Oh.
There's a couple of times they do and they're like, they want to get it corrected. Sometimes they're like, oh, let's try this out. That sounds cool. But they don't get as much out of it. Now, last year, sometimes people, you know, because some people it was saline. It wasn't the real
thing. Thank goodness. Yeah.
And so they didn't really have an effect if it was failing.
Right.
But then, yeah, what happened? There was this one man who just loved it, and then I don't know why he was a healer himself. I don't know why he did it, but there was some manipulation and some black magic kind of done. People watching the media, they were getting through the airwaves like a mind control factor.
Yeah.
And he loved it, and all of a sudden he just didn't have any interest anymore. I mean, it's one woman opened the door and she was like, I can't go in there. It's just that she had claustrophobia, but anytime somebody has claustrophobia, they'll ask me 20 questions. And then one woman got in and had to get right out.
You mean of the tachyon chamber?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something interfering with the soul connection. And so there's other things I recommend for people too. I know somebody who can counteract what that thing did. And then there's energy clearing that needs to happen because it lets in a whole lot of entities. Because it separates the soul a little bit. It makes a gap. And the entities come right in the gap. And so it makes me really sad because we were on a trajectory in 2018, 2019 when people were just like, oh, yeah, they came here, get aligned. They're like, what's this? And it just opened up a whole new world for them. And then 2020, like there was that quiet for 3 months when everything was shut down and a lot of people woke up and they came just flooding in, you know, getting their directives, getting their missions. And in 2021, when that thing started happening that's supposed to be, that's supposed to help but really harm, people stopped really coming, because they got interfered with. And even if you didn't actually take that thing, it's sort of because we're very empathic, all of us, and it's sort of out there, and it's created a big chaos for people. So we're working on ways to just strengthen that, because my belief is that those med beds will come very, very soon, and they will correct that for everybody because humanity was tricked. They did that so they could hug their children. They were not told what it actually is. They were told it was a healing thing. It's not a healing thing. And you can't violate free will on a free will planet. Earth is a free will planet, and so that has to be rectified. And I think it'll be really soon. And it'll all be corrected. That's my personal view about this.
Yeah.
But at the moment, everybody's sort of doing the best we can, and we work with a whole lot of other healers trying to figure out, okay, what is it? What would really work? What would really resolve it? And we haven't gotten a perfect solution yet, but it'll come.
Yeah, I believe so, too. I believe we're on an upward spiral of awakening to all the crimes against humanity, as it's being called, and there is actually an international court case going on to prosecute these people who committed these crimes against humanity over the last 2 years, or almost three now. So
is that writer Filmic?
Yes, he's a German.
And Todd Callender is doing a lot in the U.S.
German attorney, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is they really know their stuff.
They know what
they're doing.
Yeah.
Todd Callender's doing it. These people are heroes, kind of trying to say, hey.
So and then I've heard that some of these people have already been arrested and put in jail, and we're seeing like doubles here, like Fauci and Gates and some of these people like that are already, there's like good hat, white hats, black hats. They're all working behind the scenes. Like you said, we were on this trajectory of free will.
The natural trajectory,
yes. And then this had to happen. And it sure woke me up, and I think it woke a lot of other people up, to reveal the depth of evil on this planet that's going on. And the weak ones fell, and they're out of here now. They left their bodies, so we got to now contend with the other weak zombies still walking around doing their masking and whatever. So this is why you and I, Mama AZ is always a connector in my life. She's always connecting me to people like yourself who need to get this message out.
And I do want to say that I think the love in our hearts just is what holds all those people steady till we can get the healing for them. So it's like, I know many light workers, everybody in my family did it, except me. You hold them in with your love because we light workers are stronger than we know. And that love, the healing power of love, that is no joke. That is where it's all at.
Yeah, I'm doing this writing thing with Michael Strickland. I don't know if you know him.
I've heard of him.
It's a 21-day workshop kind of where you get up in the morning, you got to meditate, you got to listen to music, and you got to write for 20 minutes. And you're what it's doing is connecting you with your angels and your ancestors for 21 days.
Wow.
And every time, and I don't have a problem writing. I've written 3 books. But this has been a real confirmation for me, like you said, about the power of love. Because every day that this is like the third or fourth day. And I woke up at 5:30 one morning. I got up at 3 this morning because my friend was really in pain. But I started just typing. And what keeps coming through is the power of love. Just like you said, that I need to be love. I need to respond with love. I need to be compassionate. I need to recognize people who are not in the love zone and the energy. It's all about love. You're so right. The power, what's coming out of our hearts is what's going to heal this planet. So that's why we need to get everybody on board, free from these toxic relationships that are binding us and not letting us exercise our true freedom to help this planet heal. And I'm accepting now a lot the people who want to stay in these toxic relationships. They're just not a light worker. They're on another level, so to speak. And so I'm accepting. So we're at the end of the show. Well, give us contact information, how people can get a hold of you and Demetrius.
Okay, they can give us a call. It's 928-202-9827. And they can do it that way, or they can write an email. Our website is SedonaTachyonHealing.com. And Tachyon is spelled T-A-C-H-Y-O-N. So the email is inquiries@SedonaTachyonHealing.com.
It has been a true honor, Ada, to connect with you, and I hope to meet you one day.
I hope so, too. I would love that.
I love Sedona. So I could tell my Macy, I hope she told you the story we had when we were in Sedona. We were at Angels blessing us with free hotel rooms and everything. Love you, my dear. It's been a pleasure. I feel like we're soul sisters now.
I feel the same.
Love you. Give our love to your husband and keep doing what you're doing. I know you will, because you've already been on this powerful journey to get you out of the third dimension. So that's the bridge we're building. We call it the Overground Railroad.
I like that.
Connecting people who are light workers and who are woke to do this healing work. And then I have a new YouTube.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeon Kunyong, France, Merci,
Spain,
Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Gibonga, Senegal,
Geret,
Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Namaste,
and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God.
Joy,
and
joy to all of you. Bye-bye.